This is episode number 2292 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, September 13th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
You'll never guess how long Heidi Klum's 2022 Halloween costume will take her to pull off. You'll never guess.
I'll never guess.
You'll never
Why
guess.
Why do I have to guess? Oh my God. I know that the costume thing to her is super mega important.
Yeah.
She has had some fantastic costumes.
She actually has.
So this year's should be, do we have any idea what she's going to be?
Well, Heidi's famous annual tradition of jaw-dropping costumes has been going on for more than two decades.
Okay.
Can you believe that?
No, I believe
20
it.
20 years of jaw-dropping costumes.
That means
more
she's
than.
Super old.
Her old and my old's very different.
Well, okay. I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
Sadly. And this year, she claims it will be the best ever.
Well, she says that every year.
With a little bit over, it's only a little bit over a month away.
I know, right?
It's a month and
a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, it's time to go start buying chocolate.
I need it. Yes.
Before it's all gone. And then eat it. Before
I need to decorate. I need to get my bats out.
Before your bats. Yeah. Don't you keep,
I keep them close.
I think I was going to say you have them in a belfry, right? Somewhere? Mm.
Crazy cat lady, crazy bat lady. It's very, a fine line.
It's a fine line. It is.
Well, she's being mum on this year's costume.
However, she
estimates 14 hours to pull it off.
14 hours. Is she going to be Vecna? Because it takes 8 hours to do Vecna. Okay? Maybe not.
Obviously, that would be too easy if it's only 8 hours.
But you know what? I wouldn't put it past her. That's the biggest thing, the biggest pop culture thing to happen this last year was Stranger Things and the Vecna character. And it's a practical, non-CGI costume. I mean, that's the beauty of this is that, the whole thing was all prosthetics.
You too could be Vecna.
You could be Vecna.
It's non-CGI.
Yeah, yeah. It's possible. It's possible. She could do that.
Do you put your Doctor Who scarf on every year and be Doctor
No,
Who?
No, I don't.
No.
I do have a Doctor Who scarf. From Doctor Who number four. Doctor number four. The Tom Baker Doctor.
I just love that scarf.
It's a great scarf,
isn't
it?
Someday you might find it's not there.
I know, but it's so warm.
I won't know what happened to it.
It's hot in here. I mean, it's like, it's like being in a sweat box in here. It really is. Anyway.
Sweaty like the devil's balls.
God. How did we get off on? They were talking about Heidi Klum's Halloween costume.
So
maybe
Heidi,
she's going to be the sweaty devil's
Heidi
balls.
Heidi admitted.
Halloween.
I didn't tell anyone what I'm going to do. I just don't. I like to surprise everyone. Literally everyone.
Well, okay. All right. I guess that's okay.
That is not Heidi's voice.
No. I was going to say, because she's got an accent.
Some of Heidi's, but, I thought, why not?
Yeah.
That way, you would know that was the part.
All right. Okay. All right.
Some of Heidi's best costumes over the years include Jessica Rabbit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I haven't seen the picture of that one.
Well, have you seen a picture of any of them?
Some.
Okay.
An old lady.
Okay. Old lady's easy to do if you got good makeup people.
If you have good.
Yeah.
You can also mess it up. But no Cleopatra.
No, Cleopatra's probably fantastic.
A toilet paper mummy. That was for the pandemic.
I like that.
In 2016, she came as herself, donning a Victoria's Secret lingerie get-up.
Oh, my.
And look-alike models all wearing the same outfit.
Because they were the angels. The Victoria's Secret angels, probably, right?
Yeah, sure. Oh, Leo.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
He might not be single for long.
Oh, well, I didn't expect he would.
I didn't expect
right,
that.
Right, right.
He and supermodel Gigi Hadid are getting a little friendly.
Ooh. He's got a type, model,
yeah,
with the word super in front of it usually, or Uber model, yeah, I get it.
They've been hanging out in New York City again. New York City.
New York
been talking
City.
About a lot about New York.
New
City.
York City.
Mm-hmm. Now this has been according to multiple sources.
Okay. All right.
Sources are abounding.
We're getting the news straight from the horse's mouth.
But here's the catch.
What's the catch?
Gigi's 27.
No, then they're not dating. This is fake news. We don't call this the Who Cares News. This is fake news. I don't know where you're getting your news from, Morgan. We know better than that. That's just crap. That's bull crap. She's too old for
she's
him.
She's too old.
She's,
I know.
Wait, she's old enough to be his, not his date. She's over the age
she's
of 25.
Bud.
She's a bud. That's right.
They're just hanging.
They're hanging. They're because Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes hanging.
Once she had that 25th birthday, then she shouldn't be on the list.
She's way too old for him.
But then a source says Leo is definitely pursuing Gigi.
Wow.
Now, apparently they've been seen hanging out with groups of people for a few weeks since his split with Camila Morrone.
Oh, right.
And you'll remember that we reported that Leo and Camila, they called it quits last month, just 2 months after she turned 25.
She turned 25.
Yep.
See? But see, do you think he's either one that he's like changing his whole MO and he's upped the ante to like 30 because, you know, times change?
I don't know. And she's got a kid.
She does have a kid. Maybe
with Zayn Malik.
See, this is the thing. I don't think I'll be honest with you. I think they're just friends.
Yeah, I can't see this.
Maybe
I
with
can't
benefits.
See
I don't know. There's just friends.
Yeah, I don't see this one.
But she fits the supermodel thing.
There's other supermodels.
I know.
I mean,
he's
going through them like water.
She's also become a New York socialite of things, right? Wasn't Gigi?
Yeah.
Was it Gigi that was on an episode of Bobby Flay? One of them. Was it? Was it Gigi or
which one
or
was it?
Or anyway?
Well,
anyway.
How many? There's quite a few.
There's
of
a
these.
There's a bunch,
yeah.
And there's mom. There's
yeah.
mom and the two daughters. So, which one's Bella?
Oh,
Bella is
God.
Is she the mom? Anyway, this is about Leo.
No, Gigi. Well, no. Okay.
This is about Leo. Okay.
It's about Leo.
It's about
and his fetish for young women.
It's not a fetish.
Well, what is he? He's 50, right?
It's not like they're 8. It's
50?
Not like they're 16. He's not Roman Polanski.
No,
I mean, these women are legal, and you know what? They're like, he's a catch, supposedly. He's a good-looking guy. He's got lots of money, and he's a movie star. So what's not to love? Hey,
maybe
women
I'm just
do
jealous,
it. Women but... do it. They date younger men. This is a double standard.
Oh my
now.
Goodness! I told you to put your
standard.
Soapbox away.
All right, I'm done.
Oh my
I'm done.
Gosh!
I'm done. Leo, hey, good on you, buddy. Supermodel, under the age of 30. You're doing good. I'm a little jelly. It's okay.
I think he wanted to be like George Clooney. And George Clooney finally gave
yeah,
in
that's
his,
true.
In his
yeah,
50s.
That's true. More Who Cares tomorrow. Our apologies to the one, the only, Halle Berry. See you tomorrow, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.